Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Avod Zara Perak Dal in Mishnah Yud Nun Aleph. In today's Mishnah, we're being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher Find Yosef Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Yud tells us Avik Chavim Shinim Tzah Oimid Betzad Habar Shel Yayin. We have a non-Jew. He was found standing over the bar of wine. And according to everybody, once the wine, once the juice went into the bar, that's at the bottom of the press. If a non-Jew touches it, so he makes it usher. So here Yid walks into his winery and he sees a non-Jew standing over the bar of wine. The question is, did he touch it? So Im Yeshlei Olav Milveh Usher. If he has a loan over him for this, so then it's usser. Meaning, if the yid owes money to the non-Jew and it can be paid with wine, so then we say this wine is usser because the non-Jew feels, hey, this is my wine anyway, and therefore we assume that he actually dipped into it and touched it, so therefore the wine's usser. However, Eloy Olav Milveh, if he doesn't have a loan, if the yid doesn't owe any money to the non-Jew, mutter, so it's mutter because the non-Jew is afraid to touch the wine that's not his. A couple more scenarios. Nafal Barba Allah. Let's say a non-Jew was leaning over this huge wine vat and he fell into it, and then he was taken out dead. He was not alive. If they pulled him out alive, since for sure usher, but in this case, they pulled him out and he was totally dead. He drowned in the big wine vat. Or umedade bekane, the non-Jew measured the wine with a reed, or hitesatsira bekane, there was a wasp or a bee inside the wine, as the non-Jew flicked it out with the reed, or he hit the top of a barrel that was fermenting. When wine ferments, froth comes up to the top, and the non-Jew saw this, so he kind of smacked it down with his hand. B'chol elu hayamaisa, in all these situations we just mentioned, there was a real story that actually happened. Va'amru Nacham said, Yimacher, the wine's allowed to be sold. It's not completely asur ba'ana, because none of these are derech nesech. It's not the way that a person would be menasech for avodah zarah. The guy had fallen in and died. If he came out alive, we would say that he thanked his avodah zarah, so that asur the wine, but since he died, we don't have to assume that. Or he touched it with a reed, and that's not actually touching with his own hand. Or he was just tapping the top of it to get the foam down, and that's not considered like being menasech for avodah zarah, and therefore it's not asur ba'ana, but it's still is usher to drink, because we have this gzera that if non-Jew touches wine, it's usher. However, Reb Shimon Matar, Reb Shimon allows one to even drink it, but we don't paskal like him. Another din, not also chavis, is rakab chamas le bar. Let's say non-Jew grabbed a barrel and in his anger threw it into the bar. Zaya Maisa, this was a story of Echshiroi, and they permitted the wine completely, even to drink, because here the guy didn't even touch the wine. It's not like he took a reed and touched the wine with the reed. He threw a barrel into the wine out of anger, and so it's definitely not considered a service for Avodah Zarah or anything like that, and therefore it's permitted to drink the wine. On to Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ham Tahir Yenoi Shel Oivei Kechavim. Let's say a Yid is purifying the wine of a non-Jew. Basically, we have a smart non-Jew, and he realizes that it could be very profitable if he makes kosher wine. And that's what he does. He hires a Yid. He says, look, you take care of all my wine. You make it kosher for Jews. You sell it. You make money for me. And that's the Lashon of Metahir. The Yid is purifying the non-Jew's wine. He's taking the grapes. He's pressing them. He's doing the whole thing. But then what happens after the winemaking process? V'noisim Rishusai. The Yid placed all the wine into the Rishus of the non-Jew. So B'bayas HaPasuach Rishus HaRabim, if the house of the non-Jew or the storage facility is open to the Rishus HaRabim, it's open to the public, and B'ir Sheyesh Ba'avi Kacham Yisraelim, it's a city that has both Jews and non-Jews, mutter is permitted, because the non-Jewish owner of the wine is afraid to touch it and be menaseich it, because since the storage facility or the house is open to the Rishus HaRabim and there's Yidin living in the city, he's afraid that a Yid's going to see him and then they're going to send out messages on all the groups, don't buy this guy's wine, he's menaseich it. However, B'ir Shekul Avi Kachavim, if the whole city is non-Jews, usher it's usher, he has to hire a Yid to make sure that the non-Jew doesn't touch the wine. However, the Shomer, this guard, doesn't have to be there 24-7 sitting and guarding, even if he just comes in and out, mutter is still permitted because the non-Jew is afraid to do anything due to the fact that at any moment, the Jewish Shomer could walk in. Now we make the deal, we make the inference from the Tanna Kamma that the only time we have a problem if the whole city is non-Jews is if the wine was put into the home of the non-Jewish owner, because we're afraid since he feels that it's his wine, he might touch it and be menaseich it. But if the wine was put into the house of a different non-Jew, so even if it's a city that is only populated by non-Jews and there's no Yid in there, it's not a problem because this guy doesn't own the wine anyway, so he's not going to touch it. However, Shimon Elazar, he says that no, kol rishus avdi kachav machasi, any rishus owned by a non-Jew is all considered like one, even if it was put into the home of a different non-Jew, a guy who doesn't own the wine, he has nothing to do with it, we'd still require there to be a shomer there. If it's a city that's populated only by non-Jews, and even if there are Yidin in the city, it would have to be a house which is open to the rishus Rabim in order for this wine to be permitted. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Yud Beis and Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.